But that's not all. Real quickly, number five, look at verse 38. It's uncommon that Mary served God's plans. Look at her response to all this that God wanted in verse 38. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." Mary said, gave her yes to God. That's what you want? That's what I want. Mary declared she was a slave of God. When you read Luke 1:38, you see the self-description Mary gives. "I am the Lord's servant." Wow, what a submissive and godly attitude. You want to live an uncommon life? Say yes to God's plans. Even if you don't understand them, even if they sound impossible, even if you just can't think He'd ever want to do that with you, just say yes. That's all Mary did. Number six, here's something else. Look what pops out of Mary's mouth. It shows that something was going on inside of her in verse 46. And then Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoiced in God my Savior." This is her testimony of her salvation. And if you read all the way down through verse 55, which we won't this morning because we do have communion this morning, in those 10 verses, Mary quotes 20 different passages of Scripture. 20. In 10 verses, quotes pieces. You know what? It's like she blended together these 20 verses and all of it came out like one beautiful tapestry. And I love the proportion. She mentions the Lord 19 times and herself only 4 times. You know what that means? That Mary fed her soul from the Word of God. She nourished. She had God's Word within. And you know what? It's uncommon that Mary was so much in tune with God. Just for a moment, think about how hard it was. Did you know every drop of water in Mary's life, she had to go in a clay pot, walk to a well or a cistern, lower it down, get it up, and bring it home. Every drop that's used in the home, every bit of grain that was used to make the bread, she did not go, you know, down to Costco and get the, you know, the fresh out of the oven. She had to grind that herself in a stone mill and bake it in an oven that had to be constantly fed wood. And when the meal was over, she had to go back and get more water to wash the dishes. And yet, in that immensely taxing schedule that a woman had in the first century and still has in the 21st, Mary found time to nourish her soul in the Word of God. And then, look at chapter 2, verse 19. It's uncommon that Mary finally stayed sensitive to God. Look what it says in 2:19. This is the ending of the account about insight into her. It says, "Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart." You know what? It wasn't like a hit and run and, yep, okay, I'll do that, and that's over, and I'm going to get on with life. Mary treasured. You know what that means? That's what flowed out of her in that, "My soul magnifies the Lord." Mary was so full of wanting to know more about God through His Word that it came out of her life and she treasured it within. So, here's the last point. You want to live an uncommon life this morning? Are 3.1 million other people named the same thing as you? Kind of like common, like Mary. There are 3.1 million Americans named Mary. You want to live an uncommon life? By the Holy Spirit, choose to listen to God's Word. Don't just read it. Say, "God, this is your Word, and I want to really listen to it, and I want to keep what you say because I love you. Not because I'm earning my way to heaven, not because I'm going to, you know, gain. I just love you. And I want you to reveal yourself to me. And you've told me you only reveal yourself to me if I will guard what you say and do it because I love it. Not because I'm afraid, not because I have to. Because I love you." And bow to God's grace and say, "It's not about me. I can't do it. It's you. It's your word. It's your grace. It's your power. I want to surrender to what your will is for God. I want your will for my life. Surrender to God's will, what He wants. Live like you're the dwelling place of God. Boy, that should change how a lot of us behave. In fact, it should change how all of us behave. Can you imagine how Mary walked around delicately at the beginning, thinking about God's with me all the time? God's with us all the time, if you're saved. Live like the dwelling place of God. Go through life serving God's plans. Feed your soul God's word so it's just filling you and it just magnifies Him. And don't quit. Stay sensitive to God.